We have quite a lot of monks these days. Full capacity. We can get only this much, this many of the monks. Foreigners to come to ordain. Foreigners have to follow the rules here as well. Have to go to do the almings, walking in the morning barefoot. People in the past, they have no problems because they walk barefoot already. But people these days, we wear shoes. Some surface is painful to walk on. Like small stones, it's painful. It's like it's painful every step. Monks go for the morning alms, like those who are newly ordained. The skin is still kind of thin, so the foot will be like they got the cut on the foot. There are rules, there are routines that monks have to follow. To be a good monk is not easy, but to be a bad monk is easy. To be a good lay person is also difficult. Until now, there are not quite many that are good. You have to practice. You have to fight to keep it up. Nothing can compare to perseverance. You have to be patient. Without perseverance, no goods, no good things that can be stable. You will progress and then you regress. You have no power to go further. Yongpao will teach newly ordained monk to be very patient. Patient with the master teaching. Be patient with all things that are not as desired. Nothing can fulfill what you want. You want to sleep on a soft mattress? There is no such thing. But Longpa has no problem. Since Longpa was a layperson, he laid on like a board, not on the soft bed. At that time, he slipped the board under the bed sheet. If other people see that he only slept on the board, they would kind of think that Longpo is weird, so he has to put it on the mattress. So make it smooth with the world. But under that is the board. He slept on that. It's very comfortable. The mattresses are too soft. That is not good for your back. And when you sleep, when you lie down on the board, you can have good mindfulness. When you turn to the left and to the right, you can be mindful, you can be aware of your body. Even the pillow, he did not use the pillow. He only used the cloth and rolled it up and just put it under the neck. To sleep more too comfortably, you overslept. When he was still in Ganjanaburi province, during the day he was tired. In the morning he taught lay persons. In the afternoon he watered the garden. He was in the middle of the sun. It's all burned, and by the evening he was too tired. He had to take a lot of water before going to sleep. Not even more than 2 hours, he will have to wake up. Sometimes children will have a dream of going to the bathroom and she just go pee. But for adults, they will dream that this bathroom is not clean, so the bathroom is dirty, that kind of thing. So Yonghe drank a lot of water and he woke up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, and he practiced. So at that time, Yonghe was very thin. The skin is kind of dark because of the sun. The body is quite small at that time. It was physically difficult, but mentally he progressed. He cannot bear that if the mind is not clean. He has to be patient. He could see that the defilements are still obsess his mind. He cannot accept that. He have to keep it up. Even though he was far away from his masters, he was there in Kanchanaburi province by himself. His master said that you can do that, you can stay alone by yourself. To be alone. There were no monks with him. Some years there are some monks, but some are not. So he has to depend on himself. If he had any problem with the practice, he could not go ask his masters. He was still a novice monk. He could not travel far away from his temple at that time. His master is very strict with this. In the first year, Yonghe think of his master, Longbu Suwat. Longbu Suwat at that time was about to pass away. So he went to visit Longbu Suwat. He went to submit his homework. He asked that. He was told to see the mind. So he watched the mind and he put down his mind. At that time, Longbu Suwat was on a wheelchair because there were a car accident, so Longbu has to be on the wheelchair. The monks take him outside and Longbu was waiting outside. Longbu was kind of blue at that time with the medication. He was sitting on the wheelchair, kind of blue. So Longbu went to see him and he asked, the master told him to observe the mind and he did that, and Longbu Suwat just wake up. Longbu said Longbu put down his mind down. Longbu Suwat was excited. Longbu said, and I pick it up again. So Longbu sighed. Why did you take it again? Let it go. Longbu said, those who see Dhamma at each level will see the same thing, which is the Nippon, Nirvana, but the understanding are different for each person. He said, Longbu told Longbu, just let it go. Longbu thought, that was easy. He thought that it was so easy to let it go, then he would be enlightened by his childhood already. And not many days after, Longbu Suwat passed away. In the fourth year, then Longbu thought about another master, Longbu Rian. He thought that after this Buddhist Lent, he has to go visit him, otherwise he might not have a chance to visit him again. So at that time, he made a decision to go see the master Longbu Rian, and he made a wish to him. Make a wish that at the end. Please don't ask me like how many years he has been ordained. So he went to see Lung Pu Rian. So he said in his mind, please don't ask how many years he has ordained. Please only ask me only about the practice. So he arrived there. Lung Pu Rian was lying down on the hospital bed. He was resting. So he got in. And Lung Pu started to sit down. Lung Pu paid respect to him. And Lung Pu asked right away, like, how many years you have been ordained? Right away. Lung Pu was like, well, he was asking already. He said, the fourth year. Lung Pu said, that's not good. To travel far away, you need to have a master accompany you. You cannot go by yourself. So he blamed Lung Pu at that time, and then he smiled. He said, I have to blame you to keep the rules of the monks. So how is your practice? So after that, then Lung Pu submitted his own work, and then Lung Pu listened to his practice results. And Lung Pu Rian, he told Lung Pu about how he'd been practicing. He has been through a lot. And he touches his robe. And Lung Pu said, he's been fighting throughout his life and he will die in this yellow robe. And Lung Pu told Lung Pu, you have to do like me. Walk the path of the master. Lung Pu came back and Lung Pu Rian passed away after a period. Lung Pu went to study with the masters, eight masters, and they are all delightful to talk about the practice result. The masters are all delightful. He just went to see another master, Lung Pu Insung. He talked to him for about half an hour and he was very delighted as well. He said that's too few period of time. It's difficult to see people who can talk about the practice like this, like Lung Pu. So let's practice, keep it up. Keep the five precepts and every day practice your mind. Have the mind to be composed mind. So have a meditation object and just know when the mind moves out. Like when you recite putto or you know the breathing, and when the mind moves, just know so. This training is the mind training. Without correct meditation, you cannot progress. So you have to train the mind to be the awakened one. The job of the mind is to know. But if the mind go to think, go to fabricate, let it do it. But we know it. When the mind thinks, we know so. When the mind fabricates the good thing, the bad things, we know so. The mind fabricates happiness or unhappiness, we know so. Practice like this. To have the mind like this, have a meditation object and just know the mind that moves away. The mind goes off to think, no so. yesterday, there's a group of disciples of Long Budu, another master. They come to listen to Long Pao's teaching. And at one point, when at the point of important lesson, there'll be a like lizard sound. They said that if Long Budu comes, the lizard will have a sound. Why is that? They asked Long Pao. Like, is Long Budu coming, his master? But Long Pao did not pay attention to that. He only interested whether the defilements come. Do you see? When I talk about miracle things, then how is your mind now? This is what it's called defilement. Observe it. Okay, next, submit the homework. She was not sure if she at the base. He was at the base. Long Pao said, if you do not know, just know that you don't know. Long Pao will tell you. Right now, you are controlling. Are you aware of it? Just know that you are controlling. Know the correct phenomena, and the mind will be at the base automatically. Especially when we know that the mind moves out. When the mind goes out and you know it, the mind will be at the base automatically. But if it's continue like that and you are at the base all the time, the mind will be like a rather stiff. So when you observe, you can know that your mind is rather stiff. Just know that it's not correct. So when the mind wanders out and you know so, then the samadhi, the mindful will arise. We cannot control if the mind goes out or the mind is at the base. We practice to see this. We do not practice to be liberated from suffering. The mind will just liberate by itself. We practice to have the wisdom to fully understand it. When we fully understand it, it will be released from the suffering by itself. If it's tight, it means that you are controlling, you are intending. For another person, you are still tight, you are too focused. Why is that? Because you are scared. Anybody who sit here, there, like right this direction, will be stiff and still. Everyone, like when Long Pao teach the monks, those monks know will sit another place. But for the new monks, they will sit in front of Long Pao. So it's natural for the mind to be like this. Because the mind is scared of Long Pao. Next. She thought that she may not be able to submit the homework because she's still attached to sensual desire and not quite strong in practice. Long Pao said, because we love happiness, we hate unhappiness. We have to practice ourselves. If we are too loose, we cannot get over this. All the masters get all this result. We have to go through a lot of difficult things. So true Dhamma does not come easy. You have to be very patient. What do you have to be patient for? For the defilement, especially laziness. Especially for you, observe the laziness. Other defilements are not that much. Next one. She do the walking meditation. actually do the sitting meditation. So she yesterday she do the walking meditation, and she see the shaking up to the chest. Yonghua said, when there's a contact, there is a shaking at the middle of the chest. Like she has been walking all the time, but she cannot observe this kind of the shaking. But now the mind is more skillful, so she can see it. She said she observed the mind as well. She sells things at the shop. Lunghua said, yes, take the customers as your meditation object. If you get enlightened because of these customers, and remember that customer and reward them. She asked for further suggestion. Lunghua said, have the mind. The mind must be more natural than this. Just observe the fabrication, like when you see customers, you fabricate this way because you are going to sell things. You see people in the family, you fabricate another way. So we change the mask all the time. So, but we have to do that because we have to live in the world. You have to take your role. You just know that you are taking roles, but you know that you know how you are by yourself. Outside, be smooth with the world, but inside, know, observe your mind. She practicing good. He was sleepy, so he got outside and sweep the floors. And then the mind was scattered and busy. Lunghua said, it's not important whether the mind is busy or not. The important thing is that when the mind is busy, you know that it is. If the mind is busy and you dislike it, and you know that you dislike it, that is good. If your mind is busy, but you do not know that it is, that is not correct. Go practice. Anyone else? He's calling everyone, every number. He doesn't know if he can shake the homework of everyone. Number 19. Do not talk a lot. Do not say a lot. Even you don't say anything, he knows it. But just say something. It is her first time submitting the homework. She's attached to Samadhi. And she follows what Lunghua teach for about 1 month. Lunghua said, 1 month at this like this is very good. The mind has changed. Do you see that? The body and the mind separate out, your aggregate separate out, and you can walk the path of wisdom. Do you see that the body is not yourself? It is something that you look to. Do you see that happiness and unhappiness is not self? It was looked at. Just keep observing. Do you see that the mind is not permanent? Sometimes the mind thinks, sometimes the mind is focused. Learn like this. This is practicing. If one day you do not know how to observe the mind, just, you know, do the chanting. Every day, separate your time. Allocate the time to do the formal meditation. Do the breathing meditation. And observe the mind when the mind moves out, when you do the breathing. Do you see that the lizard just make the sound again? Maybe the lizard was like you in the past, when you hear good Dhamma and you said, hum, hum, hum. Number 33. She got a YouTube link from her friend. So she has just started to watch and started practicing. And she thinks that she can separate out the aggregates. Lungpa said, correct. She has two questions. The first one, Lungpa has already answered her in the session. The second question, she was under the operation at the hospital. She observed the mind when the doctor is going to put the anesthesia. At first, the mind was scared. And then she observed the breathing instead. Breathing in, breathing out. She observed it. And the mind just go out and go in. It's like when she breathes out and then she just go faint. It's all blackout. At that time, she may not have consciousness already. But once she has consciousness, the mind comes back to when she breathes in. And now the mind just go on and off, go this way and that way. Lungpa said, that's correct. That means your mind is skillful. She asked, during the time that she lost consciousness in 1 hour, where is the mind? Lungpa said, it just sinked down into Pawang. Different people will have different states. Some people can go out and stand beside the doctor and watch it. They can see that what the doctor is doing. When the doctor finishes the operation, the doctor walked out and the patient was put in the room. At that time, the patient saw, when the patient was under operation, another body see that the doctor put his fake teeth at the table. So once he has consciousness, he asked, where is his teeth retainer? And he knew right away that it was at that point. So you are very good. Before you lost consciousness, you know, with the breath, and you just lost consciousness and you gain consciousness back. You have mindful when you breathe in. That's good. When you breathe out, you are relaxed. So when you're about to sleep, you're mostly breathing out because it's relaxed. Number three. She's been listening to Lungpa for half a year. Lungpa said her mind is bright outside. It's not at the base. So it leaves the body. Have it come back to the body. Don't let the mind outside. And you will get good samadhi. The kind of concentration that stay with yourself. Adjust this first. If you get the correct concentration, you can progress. If the mind is just out there, it will just stay there. It cannot progress with the wisdom. Number two. Number two, do you see that Jumai lost a thing and the mic goes to the microphone? Lungpa said he's getting better. Before you were too focused on this. Now the mind has become more relaxed, more natural. He said it was not quite composed. Lungpa said, correct. If it just stays still, uphold, it can be like that the whole day. But it's better to have it mindful or sometimes lose consciousness sometimes. Otherwise, you'll be you're attached to concentration and it will be too stiff and still. Longpa Put, another master said, to walk the wisdom and a busy mind has a very light line between it. Normal people, when the mind is busy, they don't have mindfulness. But if the mind stays still, you cannot practice the wisdom. But the mind like this, you can practice wisdom. But if you cannot watch the mind, then you come back to the body, recharge the power again. But don't control the mind to be stiff and still. You'll be wonder why your mind is more scattered and wonder more than in the past. Because in the past you were too focused, but now it's good because it can stay still sometimes, so it focuses sometimes, it can love to think sometimes. That's better. So when you see that the mind works by itself, just sometimes, even sometimes, that is correct. The wisdom does not work all the time. Sometimes the mind walks the wisdom, sometimes it just stay in concentration. So it just do like that, just work by itself interchangeably. Longpa talk about when he was a lay person, he was among the rain and he got wet and he was worried and he would get sick because of the rain, and the mind just like disappear. He asked Songpu Dun, he did not doing meditation, why the mind just got disappear like that? Longpu Dun said, the mind just got into mindfulness automatically. There is no such things as continuous wisdom, but there are such things as a continuous concentration. He's practicing good. He has to question. During daily life, going to work and all that, he can see the aggregate separate out and it impact in the middle of the chest. Longpa said, that's correct. He said, when this kind of mind arises, there is another mind arises, whether it likes or dislikes, it might go by itself. There's another mind come out and talk to the first mind. And after a while, he saw that all the three minds, he didn't know when they disappear. But they're all in seconds. And he saw that it just arises and disappears by itself. Longpa asked, do you see that there is space between each? He said it's like wave, like a series of wave. So another question, so when he saw that, whether he see it truthfully, he actually saw it? Longpa said yes. At that time, he was going to put it down. He was like, but he was like, he was not there to put the mind down. You just go to the left, go to the right. How to fix it? Longpa said, there's no way to fix it. You have to do it until you are skillful. You are good at practicing now. The series that you call is a set of mind. The mind that continue as a series. There's a technical term called witti. Several minds just follow like a series. He said sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's dull. Longpa said, this is good. So he got excited. This is exciting. See by yourself. One mind arises, one mind disappears, but you feel that there are several minds going on. That takes the perception, that takes the memory. The mind of the parent is the leader. There is only one mind that is apparent. But soon after, there is another mind take the role. But actually, it was the past already. He asked how to destroy it. Longpa said, no, you can't. Once you see that the mind arises and disappears, and with the space, it's called the continuous. It's got disconnected. These continuity make us perceive that everything is permanent. When continuity discontinued, you will see that all things are impermanent. Number 20. She said she was not attached to samadhi, and she still do it in the morning and in the evening. But sometimes defilement just obsess her mind, that she cannot observe the mind. Lumpa said, that's delusion. Delusion just obsess the mind. So mindfulness cannot exist. That's normal. So just be aware that the delusion obsessed you. Know that it was dull. Know that the mind is... Know that you dislike it. So the mind that dislike has anger. The mind also shows the three characteristics as well. When everything disappears, sometimes satisfaction arises. So just keep observing. So whether the mind is bright or the mind is dark, it's all equal. Because the dark mind is not permanent. The bright mind also is not permanent. Just keep observing. And if the mind is happy, just observe it. If the mind is unhappy with it, know it. 14. Can I take a look at your face first? Okay, you can sit down now. The mind that sees the phenomena, is it the knower? Lumpa said, if it doesn't fabricate anything, it's called the knower. But normally, it contains something like anger. Do you see that the mind also has anger in it? That is not the knower. That is the angry mind. She asks if she can see it often. Can she see the knower that is arising and disappearing? Lumpa said, yes. But observe, you are easy to get angry. Number 36. You are glad? Know that you are. Her last time she was busy, so she went out. She was told to recite Putto during a day. Now she takes the five precepts strictly, and she said she is getting better. And once she was doing her housework, and she sees a mind that put the order first. And she sweep on the ant, to sweep the ants, but she cannot stop. There's another mind coming in, saying that, don't do that, but it's not in time. Lumpa said, no, you will not do that in time, because the physical form lasts longer than the mind. Because the physical body was ordered by the first mind to sweep already. But another mind arises to say, stop, don't do that. But the physical form lasts longer, so you cannot break it. But at that time you have less karma because your intention is not as strong as first. She said she was not sure if she see a state where she get bored and she get back to observe her mind. She saw anger, like wanting something but do not want something. Nopal said, right, remember the practice. Nipita means you don't have desire with everything. But for anger, you dislike something but you still want something. She said she takes the five precepts and the mind has more power. She do the sitting meditation and her mind still scattered. She do the chanting and she can see the mind wander out. Longpa said, when you do the chanting and the mind wandering off, you just know so. Like you do a meditation object, like in this case it's the chanting. Just be mindful of the mind. That is correct. Your mind is still busy. The mind still likes to wander. So practice more of chanting. And the mind will get peaceful gradually. Don't expect to be peaceful. If you want to be peaceful, you will not get peaceful. The mind is like a cat. If you push it to sit, it will just stand up. Just observe it. Just keep observe it. Number 13. He was told by Longpa in February. He was too focused. Is he still like that? Longpa said, you are better now. Can you observe that? He said he's been practicing 3 months. Even during the sleeping time, he's tried to practice. He's getting different. He gets getting like impartial, indifferent. Nopal said, yes, you are letting go of things. But there are other defilements arises for you to learn. The master used to say that when you do the sitting meditation, it's like you are sitting on a stool. Something very dirty under your body. So Longpa asks if he sees defilements. If he can see that defilement arises and disappear by itself, they are not ourselves. So the video conference works because this person watched from video conference. Okay, go back home.